last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Oh, light of Allah, you are our true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. I'm Mustafa as your host, and with me is Brother Alavi in the studio. He has a PhD in philosophy and is an Islamic researcher. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
How are you doing?
Thank you very much, and thanks for inviting me to your show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being here. I'm honestly very happy to be here back with you again. I think we had some amazing discussions, you know, in the past, and I was really looking forward to continuing them today.
It's my pleasure.
We're back today with Brother Ali in the studio, and we've been discussing, you know, what are some of the doubts and misconceptions during the time of the occultation of our 12th Imam. And we've been discussing other topics as well. One of the topics we've discussed is what will society look like once the Imam is here? Right.
Yeah.
So we've discussed a number of topics, and I'm not going to go into details again about it, but we've talked about how Quran will be back, how there will be abundance of blessings. We've talked about prayers, namaz, and zakat, how those will be established. One thing that, you know, that excites me a lot is technology and science and knowledge, and we're seeing the world progress today. So I definitely think that once the Imam is here, will we be going to space? Are we going to be living on Mars? You know, people have all sorts of ideas about what's going to be happening. What do we know from our sources of knowledge, you know, from our imams? What will that society look like in terms of knowledge and technology, science?
Yes, we have many ahadith that emphasize the progress of knowledge and development of knowledge at the time of Imam alayhi salam, at the time of his advent and when his government is established and has been settled. The famous one is the one that we have received it from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, that Imam says, up to the time of the Imam and whatever happened to the people, to the humanity, to mankind, till the time of Imam, from the time of Adam till Khata, they have learned only two letters or two gates out of 27 gates of knowledge and science. So it means whatever we learned up to that is something quite the beginning, even not the beginning of anything.
So you're saying right now all the technology that we have, all the biology, medicine, nanotechnology, whatever you name it,
nothing in comparison to what is going to come.
That's just two out of 27 portions of knowledge.
Out of 27 portions, as you say rightly. So this is something surprising and a good tiding for those who are waiting for the arrival of Imam to repeat their du'as and supplications and to ask and request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten this beautiful reappearance and advent and his blessed advent. We had the same thing with the Holy Prophet. I don't know if you have read the history or the brothers or sisters who are listening to us. At the time that the Prophet came to Mecca, the time that he was born, the people of Mecca understood that even there is a blessing, there is abundance of blessings in the city. Wherever the Prophet was going, they found that, okay, everywhere that the Prophet stepped in, it became to a green area. Where even the fountains that were dry for years or even centuries, when the Prophet went over that fountain, it got water and it got revived. You see, this is a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to his servants, to his pure servants.
And even historically, we see when, for example, the sixth Imam was allowed to spread knowledge, we see that's what started, I think, like the golden age of Islam, right? The scientific age of Islam. Like, for example, the father of chemistry, who is Jabir ibn al-Hayyan, in English, they call him Geber. They say the father of chemistry is Geber.
Yeah.
You know? He was a student of the sixth Imam.
Exactly.
So we already see that the impact that they had on science and technology, even in history. So that gives us hope, I think, for what will happen in the future once the Imam is here. What would you say in terms of knowledge and science? You know, I think today, would you say that our perception or our understanding of knowledge and science as today, is that the correct understanding of knowledge and science, or it will be something different completely?
Apparently based on a hadith, so this, quite something different comes to us. I mean, something that we were quite unaware of. And I mean, we shall see that the wisdom is going to come at that day, whatever we have heard and learned and studied under the title of wisdom. So our hikmah. So we see that none of hikmah was at our hand. The hikmah will come at the time that he will come. As the hadith says that every year, two times, he has, blessings.
Maybe we'll take a break. We'll come back and explain it.
No problem.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever.
Okay, so we're back, and we were discussing how once the Imam returns, society will transform in many ways, and we've talked about how it will transform from a religious point of view, and now we've been discussing how it will change from a knowledge or science point of view as well. You were saying something about how even right now, the Imams give many blessings, and we were trying to figure out what the translation for that. I think we figured it out. Yeah. What is it?
Look, we said that even at the time of his arrival, at the time of the government of Imam, the meaning of wisdom will be understood to the people. That is hikmah, what is usually human being is after. That is to know what hikmah, what wisdom is. Up until that time, they have received nothing of it. I mean, or at least in comparison to what they received, it is nothing.
I would say even with the current science and technology we have, it's not being, when we talk about hikmah, we're talking about wisdom, which
because
means
hikmah is the source of all these sources or branches of knowledge.
I was just saying when we talk about wisdom, one of the definitions of wisdom or hikmah is the correct use of knowledge, right? Yeah. And today we can see that knowledge is being used to create weapons to kill children, right?
So actually, hikmah, let's go one step behind. Hikmah is the right way to think, the right way to think and act.
Okay.
So he will teach us what is the right way, the right ways of thinking, the right ways of intellectualizing. You see, he tells us, he teaches us these things. So when we have hikmah, then we know if we, for example, make such a thing like this or weapon, it should be used in the right way. I mean, if he teaches, he gives us this hikmah for any other branch of knowledge. Because actually hikmah is the source for any branches of science or knowledge.
Right,
so when you have the core and you know what you need to use it for, then everything is at your hand. And then we have again among the blessings that Imam gives to the people as universal blessings that they happen two times or twice per year.
This is during his occultation, you're saying?
Yeah, yeah, inshallah, at the time of his government, inshallah.
Like right now and during these years.
And every month, again, 2 days, people will receive strange and very beautiful and good glad tidings and new blessings. So this life would be quite interesting and beautiful for the people to experience.
I think it sounds like the kind of life we all idealize, right?
What we have been looking for in utopia. This is what we call it Mahdavi utopia. What kind of government is that? Even the Prophet himself was wishing to see that such a government. Even all the Imams we have heard, and we have some news from all the Imams and infallible successors of the Holy Prophet that they were wishing to understand and experience that government. So this is the ideal government that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted for the inhabitants of the earth to experience.
You know, I have to say that I am thankful, though, for having, for example, Ayatollah Khamenei right now with us, in the sense that some of the things that you mentioned, for example, the wisdom, right, of knowledge, I see that in him, for example. I see reflections of that in him that, for example, one of the things that he said is that, how to use nuclear weapons, for example. He's issued a statement saying Iran cannot build nuclear weapons, right?
Very true.
This shows you a reflection of that knowledge that we're talking about, that once the Imam comes, you know, this will be widespread in the world. Let's just go for a quick break and then I will let you continue.
Inshallah.
All right, so we're back, and as always, you know, whenever I talk about these topics with you, I get excited, you know, about the future, and I wish that the Imam would return sooner, because we've been discussing how society will transform from many different angles, and this one we're talking about is knowledge and science. But I'm just curious, like, do we have anything about for example, space exploration, we're talking about doubts and misconceptions. So one of the things that I've heard is that he will allow us to go to space, for example, and we'll be exploring stars. I don't know how true that is. Maybe that's a misconception. You can clarify.
Yeah. Look, brother, space exploration in comparison to what Imam will bring to us, inshallah, is nothing. Even at this time that we are in and we are actually suffering from the absence of Imam, space exploration is nothing for those who are pure men of God or pure servants of God.
What do you mean by that?
The same way that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam experienced the Mi'raj, ascension. Did it happen? By the idhn of Allah, by Allah's permission, and it happened. It's true that human beings have two sides, have two angles, bodily and spiritual.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Material and spiritual aspect of human. Through spiritual ascension, it is still possible for lots of good people or lots of scholars or lots of men of ethics and men of taqwa, men of piety. So they can even see what is going on there. Mm. Without. So at the time of Imam, this knowledge, this will be given to the people in abundance.
I see.
So the people will not be in need of, for example, finding some space to go there, but they can even experience it very easily in no time.
I understand what you're saying. Like, these days, also one thing that comes to mind is that everything these days is focused on materialism, right? Even when we talk about science or space exploration, it's all materialistic, right? Very true. We're not talking about anything beyond, like, discovering neurons and atoms.
Even, look, this is due to the absence of Imam and deprivation that we are suffering from, that we don't have Imam among us. So when we understand that this spiritual aspect of human being is way stronger than the material aspect, you know what happens then? It means that this is your spirit that takes your body there. So what are the concept of Tayyul Arda? I don't know if you have heard of it.
Tayyul Arda would be translated as teleportation, I guess. That would be the closest thing we have in English. Teleportation.
Okay.
But that's not a very good translation, by the way, but that's what we have.
So we have heard it for some scholars in the course of history, that some of the scholars, or men of taqwa, men of piety, actually had such a power, and they actually they moved from one place to another place. So it has reality. No one can deny it. Right. Even in the science of physics, it has been proved. And I've seen a piece by Einstein that he even proves this concept, that such a thing does happen, does exist.
Actually, one of the things that scientists have done right now, they've managed to teleport photons. Okay, photons are like extremely small particles.
Yeah.
They've actually managed to teleport them over great distances. So they don't know how to do it with anything beyond that, but they're working on it. They're
trying
for it.
So when you strengthen the spiritual aspect of yours, the bodily aspect will be following you.
Of course.
So that then when you want to move from one place to another place, that inshallah hopefully will happen at the time of Imam alayhi salam.
Right.
So there is no need for this space to even to pollute the whole sky this different space.
One of the biggest weaknesses of science today is that they deny, you know, the soul. They deny spirituality completely. And I think that greatly harms their approach and understanding of the world. Because I'm studying psychology, right? And in psychology, you know, they don't recognize the soul. They don't think it exists. Everything is like your brain and your neurons.
Very
and
true.
That I think this narrow-minded worldview, although it provides great benefits scientifically, it also does great harm. So that's all the time we have for this episode. I really enjoyed it, and hopefully we'll return and we'll be discussing different topics as well. I hope you guys all enjoyed listening to that, and please come back and listen to more. Thank you so much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi. Where is the rising sun?